I was elected to the position last week in Cork at the biennial conference, and you know, it's a challenge, and it's an unbelievable honour. I met a lot of fantastic union members around the country and on my canvas, and it was a lot of hard work to get there. Jack O'Connor was the general president of SIPTU. He was a full-time official. He was a member of the staff and promoted through the staff. I'm an honorary official, which isn't a full-time position. There have been changes in the structures of SIPTU, and they're coming in January. So Jack will be retiring from his position. He'll be moving out of the position of general president. We will now have an honorary president and an honorary vice president. I'm taking up the role of honorary president. And it is a daunting prospect. I mean, SIPTU is the largest union, a general union. We have, naturally enough, I'm a nurse myself, and we have a good health division in it. I was president of the health division from 2010 to 2016, and I went on to the national executive then, beginning of this year. I'd like to thank the local, the Sligo District Committee, for all their support and all their assistance in getting me elected, because as you're well aware, nobody is elected without a lot of support and a lot of help behind them.